Good afternoon and welcome to Variations on a Theme here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson, BC, 96.5 FM in Crawford Bay, and 107.5 FM in New Denver. My name is Malsung Miles, and thanks for tuning in to Variations on a Theme today. Last week, we did a gardens theme in keeping with spring keeping on coming. So today, we're going with the products of those gardens or orchards or what have you, and that is fruits and vegetables. So we'll be covering a wide variety of fruits and vegetables, a cornucopia, I suppose you could say. It's a bunch of different genres, some hip-hop, some rock, some little bit of everything, some singer-songwriters like Christine Fellows and hip-hop from Freestyle Fellowship, some old-school Pink Floyd. So I really hope you enjoy the show today. And let's start off with fruit in general, which can actually be a bit of a political thing and a source of some contention, the harvest of that fruit, as we hear from singer-songwriter Ridley Bent here with his song, which is a retelling of the John Steinbeck novel In Dubious Battle. So here's Ridley Bent with Fruit Pickers in Dubious Battle.
Well, Jim Nolan had a hard man for an old man. They'd say he'd take on five men with his bare hands, but somehow he'd always come up against six. And Jimmy found him one morning beaten to death in a ditch. So he put his pop in the earth. On his way back to work, he stopped in Lincoln Park where a man talked about self-worth and got cracked in the back of the neck with a nightstick. Locked up for being a vagrant, which in America during the Depression was a word synonymous with communist. Now some men in the pen talked about this resistance, said fighting for yourself is useless, but fighting for a cause is bliss. Well, Jimmy listened. When free, he enlisted. He barely subsisted for months, but he persisted. He assisted Max, a veteran field agent, who saw in his new comrade a keen mind and a quiet strength.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California. Just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there. See if we can't stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California. Just got their wages.
Them boys was pissed, picking apples for 16 cents a bucket instead of 26. Well, Max gave a little speech. Invested capital is an infection. It'll get into your heart and make you sick. Now you see these apples on these trees, they gotta be picked. And if you ain't happy with your day's pay, why stand for it? Stick together and fight. As free men, you got the right to strike.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California. Just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down. Can't stir things up. Fruit pickers of Southern California just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there.
Strike they did, and overnight the owners brought replacements in. And in a fight with these black legs, Jimmy got shot. Another man got shot dead. Well, nothing gets fire in a man's head quite like a little bloodshed. And so Orange County came to have a mob on their hands, led by a couple Reds. And the police set up a roadblock with orders not to let the mob through. But when a mob moves through guns and gas like an animal, then the mob rules. And they mowed down that barricade like it was nothing, like it wasn't even there. Knocked hell out of them black legs until the mob cooled down and the men got scared.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California. Just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down. If we can't stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there.
Jimmy was hurt bad, but he was a soldier, and he meant to put this strike over. He acted more like a general than a young man with a bullet in his shoulder. He said it made him stronger, more driven. It's on the edge near his death where a man has to clear his vision. And he knew the National Guard were no doubt on their way to save the day for capitalism. He also knew that victory lay in the men fighting now, not running away. But he needed blood to fire the men back up, cause he just didn't know what to say. And then a shotgun blast cut through the night, answering Jimmy's thoughts. And when Max turned him over, he saw that shock had blown Jimmy's face clean off. And being a party, man. Max knew what he had to do, and it made him ill. And he put a lantern on the ground by Jimmy's face, so you could see it well. And the men had gathered around and were quiet, so he didn't have to yell. And he said, this man wanted nothing for himself. He wanted nothing for himself.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California.
Just got their wages cut.
You and I are on the next train down there. See if you can't stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California.
Just got their wages cut.
You and I are on the next train down there.
Struggle, frost that kills the leaves can't harm the roots. They still grow in frozen ground. Until this little thread dies and all.
That was Vancouver's Jess Hill, capping off that trio of Canadian singer-songwriters. That song was called Apple Tree, from her just-released album Orchard. Before that was Winnipeg's Christine Fellows with the song What Makes the Cherry Red. That from the 2007 album Nevertheless. And starting off that set and the show was Vancouver's Ridley Bent with his song Fruit Pickers in Dubious Battle. That's from his debut album, Blam, released in 2005. Well, now let's switch gears from fruits to vegetables, go down to the ground, I suppose, and we'll hear something from another Canadian group here, this one called The Wilderness of Manitoba, that, despite not being from Manitoba, I think they're actually from Toronto. But anyway, it's an excellent song. So here is The Wilderness of Manitoba with Golden Beets.
Side to side, your eyes tell the story of why your soul's so tired. Sleeping in the daylight, watching two worlds collide. In your eyes lies the story of what's deep inside. Big frog,
the young man's corn was lost. Because I wouldn't hold corn.
And that was Dan Tominski singing on a song by Alison Krauss in Union Station. That was The Boy Who Wouldn't Hoe Corn from the album New Favorite, released in 2001. And before that, another vegetable song, Golden Beets by the Wilderness of Manitoba. And that's from their just-released album, When You Left the Fire. Now we're going to continue with the vegetables theme we're on right now, but go a little more experimental, a little noisier, I suppose. We're going to hear from the Flaming Lips, and this next song comes from their album Zyreka, released in 1997. Very unique album in that it was actually released as four CDs, all meant to be played simultaneously. So each disc would have part of the song on it, so you'd play them all on four separate stereos and listen to it together, and sometimes the timing would be perfect, and sometimes it wouldn't, and either way, it would be extremely entertaining. So this next song is called March of the Rotten Vegetables, according to them, music for a cartoon about a group of demented vegetables. So please keep that in mind with this next song, March of the Rotten Vegetables.
Track number 7.
This is CD number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 4.
Thank you. letters, the light ports are all rubbery asparagus in vegetable town. The roads are paved with sautéed onions. Community hall is a hollow pumpkin in vegetable town. Zucchini subway, or watch the carrot planes land on the runway in vegetable town. In vegetable town.
That's the veteran Canadian group Bare Naked Ladies with the song Vegetable Town, part 3 of their Canadian Snack Time trilogy, from the album Snack Time, released in 2008. A kids' album, ostensibly, but very enjoyable by adults as well, I found at least. Before that was a group out of Austin, Texas, called Opposite Day with the song Vegetables. That came from the 2009 release What Is Is. And starting off that set of three was The Flaming Lips with March of the Rotten Vegetables from their 1997 very experimental, very cool album, Zyreka. I just got a couple of community announcements here. First, on June 2nd at the Royal in Nelson, Trans Connect, Anchors, and the Royal Bar and Grill present a night of fundraising to raise awareness of the need for access for medically essential dental care. Come out and enjoy the music, dancing, and silent auction on June 2nd from 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Admission is $10 or by donation. This fundraiser is recognized by the KB Dental Access Fund, whose mission statement is to help people living in poverty to have healthier lives by having healthier mouths. In addition, there will be dancing at the United Church Hall in Caslow Friday, June 3rd. Starting time is 8 p.m. and ending time is 10:30 p.m. or so. Cost is $2.50 per person. Please bring your own beverage plus a snack to share if desired. Once again, thank you for tuning into Variations on a Theme here today. The theme is fruits and vegetables. So we've been doing a lot of vegetables, and we're going to continue with that right now. As a parent, you probably have experienced the challenges of trying to get your child to eat his or her vegetables, and at times it can be a bit, not quite like a war, but it might feel like that sometimes. So we're going to hear from a German DJ collective, Noisy Stylus, with a song about that, and hopefully when you're at your dinner table, you're not involved in the broccoli wars.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
The Noisy Stylus turntable is cool.
Here comes the broccoli splash! Hey, hey! Well, you're not leaving the table until your broccoli is all gone. And the only way to get rid of broccoli is to eat it all up, like this.
Kick back and let town and let the man get down. The more taters come through, the more I'm paid. Have you ever tried to give a baby potato? Fade.
Hot potato, pass the potato. Hot potato, pass the potato. Hot potato, pass the potato. Hot potato, pass the potato.
As a LA hip hop group, Freestyle Fellowship, from their 1993 album Inner City Griots, that was the song Hot Potato. And before that was Noisy Stylus, a DJ collective out of Germany, with their 2001 song Broccoli Wars. Well, we've been on the vegetable train long enough, I think, so let's get on to fruits again. They're feeling a bit neglected, I think, so let's go with something sweet now from the Presidents of the United States of America, always an old favorite of mine. Here's the song, Peaches.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Peaches come from a can, they were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches.
I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
I took a little nap with a root salt twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist. And dreamed about you, a woman.
In the pocket, feeling good at the top, shopping at shops. She's walking in the sunshine town, feeling very cool. But the butchers and the bakers and the supermarket stores, getting everything she wants from the supermarket store.
Apples and oranges. Apples and oranges.
She trips up sweetly to meet the people. She's on time again. And then I catch her by the eye, then I stop and have to think what a funny thing to do, cause I'm feeling very big.
Apples and oranges. Apples and oranges.
Thank you.
That's Apostle of Hustle, fronted by Broken Social Scene guitarist Andrew Whiteman with the song Blackberry. That's from the 2009 album Eats Darkness. For that, Pink Floyd with a classic track called Apples and Oranges, originally released in 1967. And starting off that set of three was Presidents of the United States of America with the song Peaches from their self-titled debut album of 1995. Well, thanks again for tuning in to Variations on a Theme, the fruits and vegetables theme today, and I'll leave you with a classic vegetable, well, classic fruit song, I should say. Here's the Beatles with Strawberry Fields Forever. Thank you, and hope to see you next week.
Let me take you down. I think I disagree.